In this video, I want to talk about how discernment, need, and calling work together in local chaplain ministry. Many chaplains begin with a sincere burden. You see hurting people, you notice grief, confusion, loneliness, crisis, or spiritual hunger. You want to help. That is often where ministry begins, but a healthy chaplain practice needs more than a burden. It also needs discernment. Why? Because not every visible need is your actual assignment, and not every open door is meant to define your whole ministry. A licensed chaplain practice becomes healthier when it learns how to listen for calling in a way that is both compassionate and clear. Let's begin with need. Need is everywhere. That is one of the first realities a chaplain has to accept. There is always more grief, more loneliness, more crisis, more family pain, more confusion, and more spiritual hunger than one person can carry. If you let need alone define your ministry, you may become scattered, exhausted, and unclear. Need matters. But need alone should not be the only guide. Now let's talk about calling. Calling is where your burden, your opportunity, your gifting, your training, your life experience, and your ministry opening begin to come together in a more defined way. Calling is often confirmed over time. It is strengthened by prayer, by wise counsel, by repeated opportunities, and by the peace that comes when a ministry field begins to make sense. Calling often sounds more specific than general compassion. Instead of saying, "I want to help people," calling begins to say, "I believe this ministry is especially for caregivers," or "I believe I am called to grief and visitation ministry," or "I believe this Soul Center parish is meant to sojourn among lonely older adults, people in recovery, or families under community strain." That kind of clarity is a gift. Now let's add discernment. Discernment helps you tell the difference between real calling, an emotional, urgency-wise opportunity, and ministry overload, a sustainable field, and an undefined rescue pattern. Discernment asks questions like, who are we especially called to serve? What kind of care are we actually prepared to offer? Where do we have real access or relationship? What would be a wise beginning field? What should be referred elsewhere? What would happen if we tried to serve too broadly? Those are strong ministry questions. Discernment is especially important because some chaplains feel guilty narrowing their focus. But a focused ministry is not selfish. It is often more faithful. If your chaplain practice has a clear parish, a clear people group, or a clear local setting, it can love more wisely. For example, a ministry may decide, "We are not trying to be a general crisis center. We are a chaplain practice focused on grief support and caregiver encouragement," or "We are not trying to serve every social need in the city. We are a Soul Center parish focused on Christian spiritual care for one neighborhood or one circle of overlooked people." That kind of clarity protects the ministry. It protects the chaplain from overreach. It protects the people from false expectations, and it helps leadership know how to support the work. What should you avoid? Do not confuse urgency with assignment. Do not choose a ministry field only because it is emotionally intense. Do not let whoever asks loudest define your calling. Do not build a practice that depends on endless improvisation. And do not ignore wise counsel from church leaders, supervisors, or those who know your gifts well. Instead, do this. Pray carefully. Notice repeated needs. Listen to wise counsel. Look for real openings. Choose a field you can describe clearly, and let calling grow stronger through faithful action, not only strong feeling. A local chaplain practice becomes healthier when discernment, need, and calling are held together. Need gives compassion, calling gives direction, discernment gives wisdom. And when those three work together, the ministry becomes clearer, steadier, and better able to serve real people in real places.